With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Amid new concerns about artificial intelligence, the Biden administration is seeking help in cracking down on abuse of AI.
There's a growing market of abusive sexual images made with AI technology, and the Biden administration is pushing the tech industry and financial institutions to shut it down. The White House calls it a pervasive problem and is leaning on companies and other organizations to provide meaningful tools that will prevent and mitigate harms. It's also urging Congress to strengthen legal protections and provide critical resources for survivors and victims of image-based sexual abuse. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, the president's approval rating continues to see declines. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Real Clear Politics presidential job approval poll for Friday shows that 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. Taken between April 19th and May 23rd, the poll finds Mr. Biden's approval declining on issues of the economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation, immigration, and the direction of the country. At this point in his presidency, President Biden is polling well below the approval rating of his three most recent predecessors. On May 24th, in the fourth years of each presidency, President Trump held a 44% rating, President Obama was at 48%, and President Bush held at 45%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Florida Senator Rick Scott has thrown his hat into the ring to replace Mitch McConnell as party leader when he steps down later this year. He says his background makes him the perfect candidate.
Look at my background. I'm a turnaround guy. I did it in my business life. I turned around Florida. Florida was a disaster when I got started. And this place has got to change. We have to have dramatic change. We can't just do a little bit different. We have to have a dramatic change. And I want to get something done up here.
Senator Scott interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. A Christian teacher wins a legal battle. Here's Michael Harrington.
Jessica Tapia was fired by California's Jurupa Valley High School because she refused to use transgender pronouns for her students or agree to keep their so-called gender transitions a secret from their parents. Tapia filed suit with the help of Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and now the school district has agreed to pay $360,000 to settle the matter out of court. A statement from AFF says, quote, "Religious freedom is protected no matter what your job." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram and a comedian who dresses like a monk. Religious belief has been steadily declining in South Korea for years, especially among young adults. In 2021, just 22% of South Koreans in their 20s identified as religious. This is SRN News. Former Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says his leadership in the universal school choice movement is no reflection on the public schools in his state.
But nearly 80% of the people that are participating in this are middle and lower income folks, people that weren't happy with their choice of public school, or their child may have just needed a change or it wasn't the right place for them.
Ducey noting that 11 states now embrace universal school choice, and Ducey says his state led the way for that movement, but he also told the Salem Radio Network that the other states didn't take long to follow suit, realizing what a good idea it was.
77,000 parents are participating. We think we'll be over 100,000 heading into the next school year.
Ducey interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. U.S. stocks rose Friday and a bounce back from Wall Street's worst day since April. The S&P 500 was up 36 points, Dow up by 4.5. Breaking news at SRNNews.com.